Hey everyone, today I'm doing an informational podcast about tuberculosis. I'm doing this podcast because TB's slowly re-emerging rates are beginning to worry many health associations. Let's begin with the chain of infection. The infectious agent is a type of bacteria called Mycobacterium tuberculosis. The reservoir of the bacteria is other humans. The portal of exit is from aerosols from an infected person. The mode of transmission is inhalation. Portal of entry is through the respiratory tract, and the susceptible host is anyone who comes in contact with an infected person, and the chain continues on like that. It was recently found that, contrary to previous beliefs saying that TB had an animal origin, showed that MTBC, the causative agent of TB, emerged as a human pathogen in Africa and colonized the world, accompanying the end of African migrations and modern humans. With development of the disease, drug-resistant TB came to be more recently. It is the rare form of TB, but is far more dangerous. It is spread the same way as regular TB. TB affects people in every part of the world. The largest number of TB cases occur in Southeast Asia and Western Pacific regions, as well as other very heavily populated countries. So what is TB? Tuberculosis is a serious infectious disease that mainly affects the lungs, but can also affect other major organs. The disease is transmitted when someone with untreated active TB coughs, sneezes, or talks and contaminates the surrounding air with droplets containing the bacteria. The bacteria is then breathed in by another person who gets infected. Symptoms of someone with active TB can include coughing up blood, chest pain, unintentional weight loss, fatigue, fever, night sweats, chills, and loss of appetite. TB is curable. Treatment includes 6 to 9 months of 2 antibiotics, isoniazid and rifampicin, as well as pyrazinamide and ethambutol antibiotics for the first 2 months. TB only becomes deadly when the strain of DRTB or those infected don't take the medication, don't finish the medication or misuse it, or healthcare providers provide the wrong amount. All of these can also lead to the development of drug-resistant tuberculosis. Tuberculosis is rapidly emerging as a major global threat and is quickly becoming resistant to antibiotics. Tuberculosis was discovered in 1882 by German doctor Robert Koch. He continued his study of the disease, hoping to find a cure. In 1890, he discovered tuberculin, which he thought was capable of arresting bacterial development in vitro. Tuberculin later proved to be a valuable diagnostic tool, but was not a cure. In 1943, Dr. Salzman Waksman discovered a compound that acted against TB called streptomycin. The compound was first given to a patient in November 1949, and the patient was cured. As years went by, new treatments were introduced. Modern treatment includes 2 antibiotics. Isoniazid, the chemical composition is C6H7 and 3O. Rifampicin, chemical composition of C48, H58, N4O2 for 6 to 9 months, as well as an additional 2 antibiotics. Pyrazinamide with a chemical composition of C5, H5, N3O, and ethambutol with a chemical composition of C10, H24, and 2O2. The origin of this treatments come from teams of scientists all over the world who believe that so far this is the most effective treatment for the disease. Bastille Comet Guérin is a vaccination used for the TB disease. The vaccine is not widely used in the United States, but is often given to infants and small children in countries where TB is common. BCG does not always protect people from getting the disease. It was developed over a 13-year period by A. Comet and C. Guérin, 2 French bacteriologists. Although there is already a cure for TB, numbers of new TB-infected people is still rising. I believe to fully eradicate the disease, these things need to occur. Education about the disease and preventing the disease needs to become more prominent. Avoid close contact with someone who's infected. Air out rooms regularly, wear proper PPE when required, and provide proper testing for the disease. Prevention of DRTB. The most important way to prevent the spread of DRTB is to take all TB drugs as prescribed. No doses should be missed, and it shouldn't be stopped early. Quickly diagnosing someone with TB and closely monitoring them. Avoid exposure with those who are infected. Thank you for listening to my podcast.